AP update. I'm Ed Donahue. A second body has been recovered from the rubble of the building collapse in Manhattan. Two people were missing. Some people who lived near the site were allowed to return home to get some of their belongings.
Max Browning had to show ID to get through the police barricades and into his 7th Street apartment, which is right next to where the three buildings collapsed.
It's smoked out smell-wise, but we were very fortunate there wasn't a lot of damage. People that were on the other side of the building right across the hall, I think, had to incur more damage because the fire department was coming in through those to use hoses in.
Browning considers himself lucky to still have a home, even though he doesn't know when he can move back.
I would like to think a week. I don't know. I think nobody really knows, because if they get one bad test of asbestos or anything, I'm sure that pushes the timeline back of what they can do.
In the East Village, Julie Walker, New York.
Investigators think a gas explosion in New York may have set this off. Three buildings in all were leveled. AP update. I'm Ed Donahue.